I have a second lecture, but I will tighten it into 20 minutes. It's how to serve a person fully. It's related to the science of development. There is a very good relation between evangelism and development. Intimate relation. Because if you are preaching, you are developing the guy you are preaching to a new standard of living, to a new knowledge. So you are helping him to develop himself spiritually, intellectually, psychologically, physically, even everything. So it's good to learn how to serve a person fully. You know, many servants, when they serve, they focus only on the spiritual matters. And this is usually a big mistake in our service. To serve the people, you should look at them in their needs. They are human beings. They have their mind, their soul, their psyche, their feelings, their physical body. If you care, you should care for everything. If you love, you should love the guy as he is. If he suffers of anything, you shouldn't ignore this kind of suffering. You should care for this. So our title today is how to serve a person fully. It's written in Colossians chapter 1, a very important verse. Him we preach. So it's related to preaching, okay? Warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. In Arabic, there are four every. منذرين كل إنسان معلمين كل إنسان بكل حكمة لكي نحضر كل إنسان كاملا في المسيح يسوع. هي all wisdom. إنما if you want to go through this sentence carefully, you will see that we are trying to catch everybody. We are aiming at every person, every man, by either warning or teaching, using all wisdom, every kind of wisdom. And for such a man, for each man, we are trying to make him as perfect as we can. That's what we call the vertical approach and the horizontal one. The horizontal one, that we are trying to reach everybody. And the vertical one, we are trying to make each of them as perfect as we can. So this is the focus of the service. Any spiritual service should think this way. We are trying to reach everybody and to make each of them perfect as Christ. So it's now teaching fully, warning the people, and making each of them perfect using all kind of wisdom. Okay? If we look thoroughly inside the person, we may assign the body, the soul, the mind, and the spirit. I mean the soul, the psyche, what we call the emotions and feelings. Okay? So when we deal with anybody, you should care for his mind and for his physical body and for his heart, emotions and feelings. And you are aiming at giving him an extra power with the Holy Spirit. If he accepts the faith, if he go into baptism, he will get the Holy Spirit. So he will not be just a man with the three corners, three pillars, the psyche and the body and the mind, but plus the Holy Spirit. This is what differentiates a real Christian from anybody in the world. So when we deal with anybody, we care for the three main pillars and aiming at putting the force into their life. We are trying to give them the most precious gift in the world is the Holy Spirit. By saying the psyche, we are dealing with the psychological needs. So this is very important approach to anybody. When you are talking to anybody, usually people listen by their heart. Most of the people listen by their heart before using their mind. So they accept what you say with your smile from your eyes before the idea attacks their mind. So take care, we are dealing with the psychological needs before any other need. That's why we put it here. We will just put like four major psychological needs everybody needed. The need for security or safety, the need of love, the need of freedom, the need of self-achievement. In psychology, they put the security and the love as baseline for everybody. But there are many classifications, you know, but we just put the major four here. Security, need of security or safety, usually when it is not sufficient, I mean, when the guy does not have enough security, usually it comes with fears, with anxiety, with tension, with negative thoughts, okay? And the major treatment for this is the hope, is faith. When you give somebody faith, you are dealing with his insecurity. Understand? When I'm trying to convince somebody that God with you, God will cover your needs. Don't worry, I'm giving him kind of faith. And this kind of faith will make him secure. So the need of security is international. Everybody needs security. While we were going to Asyut 3 days ago, the plane was about to fall down. بجد كانت هتقع فعلا يعني. وفي ناس كان هارت في الطيارة تقريبا. So I remember this need that everybody, whatever, however, wherever he is in need of being secured. Kind of fear will come any time, and these fears will be covered by the faith and hope. So we are giving faith and hope for everybody to cover the need of security. Also, the need of love. Everybody needs love. And nowadays, in the Western culture, this kind of need is becoming more and more because of the media and technology and harsh living and tough money culture. They are in major need of love. They are treating everybody of depression because of this kind of need. They do not trust anybody. They do not enjoy the real love between man and wife and man, parent and kids. They do not have this quality of family life as we have. Apart from their irreligious living, so they are in major need of love. So when we approach anybody, we can approach him through this kind of love, because everybody needs love. And love usually expresses itself in the loneliness feeling. They feel lonely. Even if they are they're having a community around and the area is crowded, but still the loneliness feeling is high. So when you deliver the message of love, when you give love, when you care, you are covering this kind of need and you are now serving the guy in a Christian way, even if you do not say any spiritual word. Understand what I mean? You need not to say a sermon or a spiritual word. No, sometimes you just give love, and this is a real service because you are treating this man because he needs love. And remember always that our Lord Jesus Christ was dealing with many people, with miracles, with giving care, but with no preaching. So it was not wrong for his mission to just care for the people. No, he cares, he loves, but not always he preaches. And this loneliness may be covered by the intimate relation, intimacy, respect, belonging. This is, this are the management, the treatment of this kind of need. The third kind of need is the need of freedom. But this is, is a bit covered by the apparent freedom. Everybody is free, but actually nobody is free. They are free from the outside. They can do whatever they like. But everybody away from God is not free from inside. He is very prisoned into his lusts and his ideas and his traditions and his ego. And so he is prisoned. He is not free. And this kind of imprisonment is the main cause of depression and anger and anxiety and loss of happiness because of this kind of imprisonment. So we are giving freedom to everybody through our preaching or our mission. We are helping everybody to get out of his prison. This is kind of redemption, This is one way to express salvation. This is the way to explain what Jesus did for human beings. The last need is the self-achievement. Everybody needs to be self-gratification or to find himself in something, to achieve many things. This is a real need and into our hearts. So this is expressed by the feeling of failures, which is very common. I feel failed in relations, I feel the failure in my work, I feel failure in my spiritual life, I feel failure in doing that and this. So the feeling of failure actually is a real need of self-satisfaction. And this is, managed by the success, appreciation, accomplishment, encouragement. This is also kind of caring and giving. You can give without even any word of spiritual matters. Now we put the five languages of love. This is just an idea about a major line in psychology now. It's the five languages of love, that you can express your love in many languages, not by words. Words are only one kind of language expressing love. When you say, I love you, I care, wahashtini, okay, this is one kind of language. And not everybody accepts this kind. And you cannot say it to everybody. But you can express your love in other ways. Like acts. Acts is a major international language of love. When you see an old man carrying a bag and you go with him, let me carry the bag for you, let me help you, this is kind of act of love. So he understands, even he does not speak your language, but he knows that you love him by doing so. The touches, when you shake hands warmly, when you touch the shoulder of somebody, old or young, when you even smile, this kind of touch is a language of love, international. You need not to say the word of love, but you can express love by simple touches, by a glass of water, by many things. The third type of language is the time, the quality time we mean. When you spend a good time with anybody, this means that you love him, the quality time. And this is the major language for kids, for children. This is the most important language for the kids and for the elderly, by the way. Your grandfather, when you visit him and you spend 2 hours, this is better than giving him thousands of dollars. Because the time he knew that you love him by giving him such time. The quality time is a major language of love. We mean by quality time that the good time, not only just time, but through this time you listen, you care, you communicate, you feel him, his feelings. So just the presence, the existence together, this quality time expresses love. The fourth pattern of love is the gifts or presents. When many people accept love through gifts, الورده, الهديه, ببساطه. This a major language of love mainly for women. Okay, women accept love mainly through the gifts. The last one is the words. You know, معلمنا يوحنا قال لا نحب بالكلام ولا باللسان. It does not mean that stop loving by words, but he means it's not enough to love people just by words. بل بالعمل والحق. The mental needs. When we care for anybody, we care for his psychology, emotions, feelings, feeling of failure, feeling insecure, feeling of loneliness, and we care for his mental activity, mind, intellectual. So when we serve, we should put a new ideas into the minds of those who we serve. Because, you know, this is the kind of renewing their life. تغيروا عن شكلكم بإيه؟ بتجديد أذهانكم. You can change his pattern of life by renewing his mind. Input, new input in his mind, which can change all his motives and all his goals, everything. This kind of need, the mental need, is well covered by learning mainly. The story of learning, teaching and learning, you know, this is the main tool of mental need. So you are giving new informations, new ideas. The preaching start by this. You are presenting who is God. This is a new idea. What is the new life? It's a new idea. What is the communion? What is the baptism? You know, I thought of Saint Mary as a kind of preaching. Because I think much of St. Mary these days, of Kiak. So St. Mary, I'm giving you a good mother. Don't you care? I find your best mother ever. You do not know her. But she's there. She's praying for you. She loves you. So it's a kind of preaching. It's a new input. And this kind of input will change his way of life after. And this learning needs always understanding. So you cannot change anybody if he does not understand you. He should get what you mean by what you say. And also understanding should be put into practice. You know, we know the commandments of God. We know the Sermon of the Mountain. We know the orders of our Lord. But if we do not practice these orders, we are not yet Christian. We are Christian when we follow the advices and orders. So we need to practice what we knew. So this all kind of mental need, and we should cover this need. Lastly, youth and development. The development starts by these previous three. That you teach and they learn, they understand, and then they practice. By doing this, they develop, they go forward, they are being better, okay? They enjoy their youth. The physical needs. Also, when we care for anybody, we should care for his physical needs. We cannot go to a poor country preaching and ignoring that many of them are very sick. They won't accept what we say because they feel pain. They suffer. They feel hungry. So they cannot listen. We cannot give them the word of God without food. We cannot deliver the message of God. And they are dying of diseases and we just preach. So the physical need is a and an important approach to everybody, especially for the poor and sick. So rest and medical treatment, clothes and appearances, food and drink, and even marriage. Marriage to help him to marry if they need some money for this. So this physical need is essential so they can follow you with the word of God. Lastly, I will end with the spiritual need. So we are putting the four axes of anybody. The first three, common three, is the psyche, mind, and physical body. And lastly, you know, they have some needs spiritually, which we cannot cover except by the Holy Spirit. Their spiritual need means they need the Holy Spirit. Spiritually, they are hungry for the Holy Spirit because their spirits are not holy. Their spirits are corrupted. Our spirits as human beings are corrupted. So we need the Holy Spirit to sanctify our life. يقدس حياتنا. So the whole story of the spiritual needs related to the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, through repentance, faith, and sacraments. Remember always, the Holy Spirit comes through repentance, faith, and sacraments. We need to repent to enjoy the Holy Spirit. We need to believe to enjoy the Holy Spirit. We need to practice baptism, maroon, confession, communion to enjoy the power of the Holy Spirit. In this case, you will be gifted by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You will be covered through your needs spiritually. The need for forgiveness. We all need forgiveness. Even those who do not know God, they feel guilty at a time. According to their traditions and their standards, they feel guilty. And nothing can cure this feel of guilt except the real gift of forgiveness. And this is the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the church, the gift of preaching. So also the spiritual need of love. You know, even if there is a man who enjoys his wife and children, he enjoys the love of his family, and he has friends, and he is happy with his work, actually he still needs some other kind of love, unconditioned, unlimited, eternal God love. He seeks this kind of love even though if he has all other sorts of love. So this is the kind of spiritual need of love. This is not a psychological need. A bit different, you know. The psychological need is the relations, man to man. But the spiritual one is you still need somebody else, not a man. You need love of God. Also, the need of eternity. You know, we had a cry inside our hearts. This is, by the way, a title of a famous book of Rabbi Zacharias, Cries of the Heart. It's a good one. Cry inside the hearts of human beings that they cry for an eternal life. Unended life. We cry for this. We are not satisfied with this life. We do not want to die. We do not want to end. So we cry for a better eternal life. This is a spiritual need. And this is also the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is the good news we have. That our God came to us to give us eternity. So He came to our earth to forgive our sins, to cover our need of love, to give us eternal life. And this is different from any psychological or mental or physical need. But you know, we need to cover the physical needs and psychological needs and mental needs so we can approach the spiritual needs. That's why doing the schools and teaching how to read and write is part of our mission. And managing the diseases and treating the sick people, part of our mission. And also empathizing with the poor, with the widows, with the orphans, with the suffering people, part of our mission, but we are aiming at the spiritual needs last. Idealism or perfectionism. Also, there is a need, a cry inside our heart. We all need perfection. We wish to be perfect, even if we do not believe in God. But we wish to be perfect. We like to be ideal. And we are not happy being not perfect. So this is a spiritual need created in our heart. It's very deep inside. And this is also the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because God is the only perfect one, He is giving His Holy Spirit, the perfect one, to help us to be perfect. You understand? So we are targeting a real need, you know. In business, the successful business is to target the real need of the people. You know, this is the language of business. When you trace the real need of people, this is the best target and the best business. So we have the best business because we are targeting real needs of human beings all over the world. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. My God, St. Paul was saying, shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I remember like 20 years ago, we were Danish with a group of doctors, and a very nice priest, Coptic priest, came to our retreat, and he was giving us a lecture on this only verse. I remember it till now, because he talk a lot about what are our needs. What did he mean by all your needs? What exactly you need? And he started to name it. Need of love, need of security, need of achievement, need of forgiveness, need of food and drink, need of all our needs. This is the gift of God through us. So we are working with Him. We should cover the needs of everybody. God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Psychological needs and mental needs are all may be covered through the Lord Jesus Christ. Also the physical and spiritual needs. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ, after preaching many hours, when they told Him that the people are hungry, let them go, He did not answered the request, but He asked them to give them to eat because He covered their physical need. تعيشوا كل مرة تعبناكم ونشكركم على التزامكم.